Isn't it true that?
Sit in the chair and stick it up.
He likes your enthusiasm.
Isn't it true that we are all actually in heaven and we are all one? And this is the illusion.
Well, there are many different places that you could play. And so I would be careful. We would think that if you tell many people you're in heaven, they would not appreciate that.
I don't.
So it's as within, so without. And we are very pleased that you would desire to understand this. You are connected to all that is, but you are here on a unique experience. To acknowledge the grief, you are alone in your grief. No one can feel the relationship you have had with this creature of yours. Nobody can feel the sense of separation and loss, a disruption to your daily routine, to the habitual expectation of exchange that you have had. No one else can feel it in the unique way that you can feel it. Yes, we are one. And the job today that we invite you to all participate in, which you're already participating in, or you would not be interactive in this discussion, is to bring heaven here to earth. So heaven is not a place, it is a consciousness. And so, yes, you are one in this consciousness. The tricky part with the illusion of separation on earth is sometimes it makes great logical sense to be separate because there are people exploring many different levels of consciousness here. And so you would feel the need for protection. And yet that thought is one of separation. And so you're playing in a very complex way in a dimension that doesn't allow oneness to feel safe. And yet at the same time, the paradox is that separation does not feel safe. Mm-mm. And so you are here, finally, after many explorations and many adventures and many contributions, you are here to actually ground in the consciousness of heaven on earth. You will still experience human grief. You will still experience change. You will still experience a great effort to change the habits and the thought processes and to be at one with yourself, at one with the Creator, with one with all that is on a planet that has not yet evolved at that consciousness level. Mm-hmm. And if you could perceive it, we never mean to offend, if you could perceive it as a fabulous challenge, that is the way you could feel the fulfillment of embodying heaven on earth. Think of all the challenges to really allow oneness, all the challenges to allow yourself to feel whole, to feel perfect, to love the form that you're in, to love the limitation of this dimension and this time, and to enjoy the experience of you anyway. That would be a most fulfilling heaven.
Thank you.